Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Connerly, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y, only one N in Connerly, the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line. Bill, give us the website. Tell folks how they can find you again, please.
Yeah, ConnerlyConsulting.com, and it works best to spell Connerly with one N, but I think Mr. Google can figure it out even if you misspell my name.
Don't Bill be lazy, Connerly. Folks. Don't be lazy. Right. Spell it with one N. You can do it. Hey, Bill, you want to tell us about some business planning tips for an uncertain economy.
Yeah, what I do is visualize a baseball game, and there's a fast runner. He's gotten on first base, and he's thinking about stealing second base. Visualize how he's standing. He's ready to run to second base if he can, but he also has to be ready to dive back to first base. So his knees are bent. He's ready to go in either direction. I call that the flexible stance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stance business needs right now. You need to be ready to go forward, but also ready to hunker down if the times turn bad, because we economists are not going to be able to give you too much advance warning. So my seminars have been going through helping people figure out, gee, what business decisions do I make now? Give me flexibility in which lock me in.
And very interestingly, they're taking your advice, because we talked about this earlier. One of the ways to be flexible is not to be saddled with debt.
That's right. And people are being cautious about that. Capital spending, you know, borrowing money for new equipment, they're saying, let's find a way to make do with the current equipment. But one of the exercises I have my people go through is these contingency plans. And you need to do them not only for the downside, which is a little bit obvious, but for the upside. So I have company leaders say, I ask them, okay, if your sales start improving at a pretty rapid pace, what are your bottlenecks going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people say, well, gee, I'd have to hire, and I don't know where I would find the people. Well, okay, maybe it's too early to actually start hiring, but you can start looking for people.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, but or think about some alternative. I mean, in today's world, with all the niches we have, there are lots of different kinds of solutions, aren't there?
There are, but when things change, they tend to change so rapidly.
Yep.
You know, and the average business leader is caught up in the details of the business, and suddenly things are changing quickly, and you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
But I strongly encourage everybody running a business or a division of a large corporation, take a morning off, go to the Starbucks or the bar of your choice with a tablet, and start thinking, you know, one page for what will I do if things get worse, and what will I do if things get better?
Mm-hmm.
What are the
steps I would take?
Right. And also, are there any steps I can take today which give me the flexibility to take those other action steps?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the things I need to snoop around for? You may need to learn a little bit about your own business to know where those bottlenecks are going to be. But when we get caught up in the day-to-day running of the business, we don't actually say, you know, how much working capital are we going to need if sales go up 15%?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you recommend modeling this with like a financial projection spreadsheet?
Yes, absolutely. And
I'm glad to hear you say that, because most people don't do that. Folks, if you could find out, if you can learn, if I could teach you one thing, it'd be to teach you how to build and use a financial projection spreadsheet, just an Excel spreadsheet, and Bill, I've done them about 5 years.
Yeah. And one of the values of doing it out 5 years, if you start seeing leverage points.
Yeah.
Gee, if I change this assumption about how much it costs to serve a customer, what
right.
does that mean for me out 5 years? You will find the leverage points, and some of them, seemingly small changes, mean that you're rich 5 years from now.
Right.
And other adverse changes mean that you're looking for a job again.
Plus the fact that if you invest in something that can find you great efficiencies and add value to customers, you can project out when the thing's paid off and how, and when you're still using it, now you can really start making some cash.
Yeah. And one of the things I noticed talking to different business leaders about how they plan is the guys who are old and have thrived in difficult times watch their cash flow very
carefully. No, you got to do that. Cash is still king. In fact, today I say cash is the emperor. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us the website again, please, quickly.
Yeah, Jim, it's ConnerlyConsulting.com.
And Connerly with one N. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Come back soon.
Great chatting with you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.